Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
That's a bit of Beethoven's Sonata No. 9 in A Major. Rudolf Kreutzer, to whom the work is dedicated and by whose name it's commonly known, never performed the sonata. In fact, he considered it unplayable. The man who could play it and did was a young mixed-race prodigy named George Bridgetower. Former U.S. Poet Laureate Rita Dove tells this remarkable story in her latest book-length lyric narrative, Sonata Melodica. Here she is with one of her book's prologues. It's titled The Bridgetower.
If was at the beginning. If he had been older, if he hadn't been dark, brown eyes ablaze in that remarkable face, if he had not been so gifted, so young a genius with no time to grow up. If the piece had actually been, as Kreutzer exclaimed, unplayable, even after our man had played it, and for years no one else was able to follow, so that the composer's fury would have raged for naught, and wagging tongues could keep alive the original dedication from the title page he shredded. Then the story would have held. In 1803, George Paul Green Bridgetower, son of Friedrich Augustus, the African prince, and Maria Anna Sowinki of Biala in Poland, traveled from London to Vienna, where he met the great master, who would stop work on his third symphony to write a sonata for his new friend to premiere triumphantly on May 24th, whereupon the composer himself leapt up from the piano to embrace his lunatic mulatto. Then this bright-skinned papa's boy could have sailed his 15-minute fame straight into the record books, where, instead of a Regina Carter or Aaron Dworkin or Boyd Tinsley sprinkled here and there, we would find rafts of black kids scratching out scales on their matchbox violins so that someday they might play the impossible. Beethoven's Sonata No. 9 in A Major, Opus 47, also known as the Bridgetower.
So who was George Bridgetower? And why did he disappear into history? Was he really Beethoven's friend? Did they fall out over a girl? When Rita Dove came to visit, there were a dozen things I wanted to know right away. But the Pulitzer Prize winner and I share a passion for a well-constructed narrative. So we began at the beginning.
George Augustus Paul Green Bridgetower was a child prodigy at the turn of the 18th century. He was born around 1780. And the first thing that we hear of him is that he is playing in Paris at the age of 9 as a child prodigy. He was a mulatto. His mother was from the area that is now Poland. His father billed himself as an African prince, though with the name Bridgetower, I don't know exactly where he came from. And there was this remarkable mixed-race child playing all of the music of the day on his violin.
In an interview somewhere, you said that this is a story not just of his life, but a story about the nature of fame, the nature of memory. How did you find this story?
Gosh, I found it as a very mundane, kind of almost trivial moment. My husband and I were watching the movie Immortal Beloved, which is a biopic about Beethoven. And there is a very brief scene where Beethoven walks through a room of musicians on his way to being Beethoven, I guess, anguished. And in this room of musicians, there was one black violinist. And I looked at my husband like, where did he come from? I've heard of colorblind casting, but this is kind of odd. And so I looked it up. I Googled black violinist Beethoven, and up popped George Bridgetower. And then I read this story, brief as they had it, how amazing it was that this mixed-race violinist actually premiered what we know is the Kreutzer Sonata, that he and Beethoven were friends for a while, that they got along, and he seemed to have been a remarkable violinist by all accounts. And then they got into an argument over a girl, and Beethoven tore up the dedication. And with that one gesture, Bridgetower kind of disappeared from history.
That is an extraordinary story. Anybody who knows the Kreutzer Sonata, not everybody does, but anybody who knows it knows that it's an extraordinarily difficult piece to play. Kreutzer, Rudolf Kreutzer, the one who actually has the dedication on it, said it couldn't be played.
Exactly. He never played it. And it's an amazing sonata. It's very, very, very difficult, as you said. It's also, if you think about it, extremely avant-garde for its time because it is a conversation between the piano and the violin. It's not just, you know, solo violin, but it is really, they work off of each other.
They talk back and forth, and I suppose that must have been Beethoven and Bridgetower talking to each other.
Yes, that was Beethoven and Bridgetower. There's even an account at the premiere. There was a point in the sonata where Bridgetower played a part and did a riff on it because Beethoven hadn't actually finished writing the whole thing, and he had to kind of improvise. Beethoven leapt up from the piano and embraced him, you know, called him my dear fellow, mein lieber Bursch, and then they sat back down again and they played again. So it was a give and take. It must have been a phenomenal moment in musical history to have been in that audience and to have heard them perform that.
In Sonata Melodica, your epic poem about this story, you write about this. In fact, I wonder if you'd read a little bit just when Bridgetower steps on stage for the first time to play that sonata.
Adagio sostenuto, presto, tempo primo. I step out. I step out into silence. I step out to take my place. My place is silence before I lift the bow and draw a finger width of ache upon the air. This is what it is like to be a flame, furious but without weight, breeze sharpening into wind, a bright gust that will blind, flatten all of you, yet tender, somewhere inside, tender. If you could see me now, Father, you would cry, though you wept easily, as I remember, and even so it was manly, the way that thick black fist daubed your cheek with those extravagant sleeves quivering. I prefer to stand, cheek cushioned, and soothe her as I pull the sobs out, gently. Yes, you can hear it. You who made me can hear it, just as he's making me hear it now, so that I can pull it from her.
So tell me a little bit more about this boy. He was discovered how? Haydn found him?
The story goes, and it's not been absolutely set in stone, but the story goes that Haydn had discovered him and, in fact, gave him his first violin lessons. What we do know is that Haydn was in the employ of the same Hungarian prince as Bridgetower's father. Bridgetower's father was a valet, and Haydn was in charge of the musical amusements. And that this boy, this young boy, Bridgetower, was discovered at the age of 5 or so, being very musical, being very interested in music. And Haydn then taught him. Now, when Bridgetower went on the road and his father took him on the road when he, you know, realized he was quite a prodigy, took him to Paris first and then on to London in search of patrons and concerts. Haydn followed shortly after that. He came to London and composed his London symphonies there. And he met up with Bridgetower again. And so he did have the boy when he was young help him on the organ, pulling the organ stops as he played. And he played in some of Haydn's concerts in London. So their paths cross.
And Bridgetower toured. You were talking about his father looking for patrons. He understood the nature of the beast here and dressed him up in colorful clothing to draw in listeners, called himself an African prince.
Yes, this father really knew how to market that exoticism. And he did. He dressed himself up in pantaloons and turbans like a Turkish prince. And he also dressed his son up like that. And he, you know, marketed that exoticism. When they came to England, it was quite a sensation to see this little boy in all these extravagant clothes. And his father was very charming, from all accounts, playing European music, playing the music of the times. Then when the father was, as I said, he was very charming. He must have known about 6 or 7 languages, but he was very popular with the ladies, and he seduced one lady too many, and the Prince of Wales sent him away. Basically said, I'll take over the care of this young boy. And so at the age of 10, you have George Bridge Tower alone in London, indeed under the protection of the prince, but without father or mother. And the prince takes those clothes away from him, says, let's make you into a little British gentleman, and then dresses him in his new costume.
Rita Dove is the former U.S. Poet Laureate. Her book about George Bridge Tower is called Sonata Melodica.